Greetings, dear friends. It is Friday, March the 10th, 2017, and this is Maitri, Wabi Sabi Woman, coming to you from the coast of North Carolina. And I don't know what you can hear on these podcasts, but it's a breezy day and the wind chimes outside my windows here on my deck are just they sounding so beautiful, and the pugs are snoring underneath my table here, and it is a peaceful, contented time. I'm not having too much anxiety today, and that's a relief. I wanted to talk about a book that I just finished because it's been instrumental in opening up a lot in my life. The book is by Susanna Conway, and it's called This I Know, Notes on Unraveling the Heart. And it's a book about grief, about grieving and loss and beginning again afterwards. She lost her fiancé to a heart attack, and the book though really deals with all kinds of loss and grief. And I was drawn to it because I think so much of her and her work. She teaches some wonderful courses online, and her writing and her blog have been really wonderful through these several years. But this book is just so wonderful, and I highly recommend it if you're having any kind of grief issues. But for me, what it brought up for me was that I never properly grieved the life that I lost after my fire. February 5th, 2014, my beloved home that I call Dragonfly Cottage burned down. And Dragonfly Cottage was a long-held dream for 15 years in the works. Every place that I lived, and I lived like 7 different places after my divorce, every place I lived I called Dragonfly Cottage. I created a feeling and a way of being and living and dreaming that Dragonfly Cottage represented. And finally, when I bought my own home, the first and only house I ever bought in my whole life on my own, in January 2010, I moved into it, and it was really the Dragonfly Cottage of my dreams. It was what I had dreamed about all these years, and I went about creating the physical manifestation of everything that I had dreamed about. And I invested everything I had into building this place, and everything from a new roof to remodeling the kitchen so that it was like a little dollhouse kitchen. It was just absolutely adorable. And my wonderful studio that looked out over the garden. And the garden was quite something because the house came with a ship. It's what I called the magic ship. It was literally life-size. And while I have been putting my picture with these podcasts, I'm going to put the magic ship with this one so you can see it, because it was truly something. The real estate ad said, for the house when it was on the market, said, have your friends over for a party on your very own ship. And I thought, what? And we got here and looked, and there was just this gigantic ship built in the backyard. It had been built by someone as a playhouse for their children, because when you went around the side of the ship, a little door opened and you could go inside, and there was a playroom and little bunk beds and table and chairs, and there was a little ladder that went from inside the playroom up, down, out onto the deck. And I mean, 12 adults could have walked around on that ship. It was huge. And it was in terrible shape when I got it, but I had it restored and repainted pink, orange, and orchid. And there was a really nice shed here that I had painted matching colors, and another shed that I had painted hot pink and lime green. And I had two little gated garden areas built, and the fences, one of them was pink and one of them was lime green. And I had magical things all over the place here. Giant roosters, an old section of fence taken from a 150-year-old house. It made it look like a haunted area back there, and it was filled with pink flamingos, and I called it the Wild Flamingo Wood. And I planted 50 roses, and the whole thing was just magnificent. And the night of the fire, the house burned down, but a week later, in another ice storm, a tree fell into the magic ship and destroyed it. And in 1 week's time, the house and the ship were gone. And having to live the better part of a year away while the house was rebuilt, the garden went. And it was a time that was so devastating. And I realized, reading Susanna Conway's book, that I had never properly grieved everything that was lost. The storybook world that the house and the gardens had become, and my business that I had been building, financial security, dreams for the future, all of it went the night of the fire. And I have been so frozen and closed off and shut down and afraid ever since that time. And I have been afraid to really look back over all that was lost. And until you properly grieve, you can't move forward and begin to build again, begin to build a new life. And that's what I'm doing. I'm at the point now where I am looking back over all of the hopes and all of the dreams and everything that led to buying and redoing this place into Dragonfly Cottage, to the aftermath when I came back here and this had been a little older vintage home, and when it was rebuilt after the fire, I appreciate that insurance rebuilt the house, but it was went from being the house that I dreamed of to a house that's like a brand new house inside, and all the charm and all the vintage things and everything were gone. And I've never quite felt at home here. I've been back in here since October of 2014, and I feel like I'm living in somebody else's house. I've never properly settled. So I guess now is the time to examine what was lost and how I might begin again. And one of the things that Susanna says in her book, in terms of the business that she built online after her grieving time, she said, "What would you do every day, even if you weren't getting paid?" And I look at my life and I look at the things that I do and I look at the things that I did before Dragonfly Cottage burnt down, and they are the same. Writing, teaching, blogging, now doing these podcasts and doing videos for my students, and every day, as much as I can, I write a love letter to my dear ones online through Facebook, and I answer them as they write back in. That sense of creating community and teaching and writing, that's where my heart is. So now I'm trying to find my way into a new life and work that has always been in my heart and hasn't been lost. All things are not lost. So I wanted to share that with you today. And we can rebuild. We can begin again. I am. And if you have lost something, you can too. So dear ones, have a wonderful weekend. And I will look to seeing you again tomorrow here. And I send you love and a great big hug.